The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you will be well aware at this stage that Donald Trump, amongst other things, wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. And indeed, Google have confirmed once all US government documentation starts to refer to the Gulf of America, then, at least within America, it will be called the Gulf of America on Google platforms, including Google Maps. But Padraig Carmody is with me. He's a professor of geography at Trinity College in Dublin. Padraig, is there a kind of a rules-based system that exists around the world as to how things like this get named?
So each country, Kieran, is able to name their own geographic features. So there isn't a set kind of rule, like the UN doesn't coordinate it or anything like that.
And where a geographic feature is common to two different countries, like the Irish Sea, for example, What's the situation there? I mean, if the UK decided they wanted to change it to the Welsh Sea tomorrow, what happens?
They could, if they wanted to call it the Welsh Sea.
Don't give them any ideas. They could be listening.
No.
So, I suppose there's
you know, the history, people get used to calling things certain names. So there's all of that, other countries' maps. So as you said there, Google are only going to call it the Gulf of America in the US. So the rest of the world will still be the Gulf of Mexico.
So how often does this type of thing happen? Because again, I guess because it's Donald Trump, there's a kind of a degree of outrage that attaches to everything he says. And the same has happened to Mount McKinley or Denali in Alaska. And it was only as I was kind of reading into it that actually that was only officially kind of settled by way of name as recently as was it 2015. Barack Obama said, right, we're going to call it Denali.
Right. Yeah. But the Alaskan legislature had wanted it to be changed from 1975. So there was a longer history to it. And Donald Trump's new Secretary of Defense is also talking about changing the military base names that President Biden changed back to their Confederate general names. So Fort Bragg, for example, was changed to Fort Liberty. And he's talking about changing it back to Fort Bragg, Bragg was a Confederate general.
Okay, so again, these are internal U.S. issues to a degree. Yeah. The Gulf of Mexico, I mean, for Mexicans, one would suspect it's going to continue to be the Gulf of Mexico. They're not going to change the name. And then the question arises as to what name gets recognized by other countries. You know, we have diplomatic relations with the U.S. and with Mexico. If the Taoiseach is going on a cruise around that particular part of the world, what's kind of the Department of Taoiseach going to say? Where is he?
Good question. I suppose it's a matter of kind of two things. First is the kind of economic power of the US. So we were able to see that yesterday when Colombia was saying that they weren't taking some of their citizens who were in the US illegally back because they were coming on military planes, and Trump threaten them with the 25% tariff. So people are saying, you know, if people don't accept things like this, maybe, you know, Trump will engage in economic coercion. And obviously, we have an incredibly important economic relationship with the US. So that's one thing. So the US is more important economically, politically, even maybe militarily for Ireland than Mexico. So that's the kind of real politique, if you like, of the situation. The other side of it is, I think it partly depends on the European Union's approach to Trump. Are they going to kind of roll over on this, or are they going to push back? And I think what Trump is doing is he's engaging in a kind of performative geopolitics. He's trying to show people how strong he and the US is and trying to get people to go along with it. And there's a question mark about to the extent to which that will work. It can work if it's backed up with economic coercion, but Europe is a big economy. Maybe Europe wants to make a statement on these kinds of issues as well. So it'll play out geopolitically, contextually. But, you know, I wouldn't see Europe, for example, recognizing the Gulf of America by way of example. You know, I think there will be pushback on these kinds of very overt, kind of silly changes to names, trying to rewrite history, trying to claim and validate particular groups of people's histories and to kind of obliterate other people's histories.
And does this happen in other parts of the world? Are there other examples?
There have been. So in 1986, Côte d'Ivoire changed their name from the Ivory Coast. And apparently that was because there was confusion. In the 15th and 16th century, the Ivory Coast referred to an area that's larger along the coast than the current border, sea border of Côte d'Ivoire. So they changed it in 1986. Czechia was the Czech Republic. They changed in 2016. Turkey changed to Turkey in 2022. And again, it's bound up with kind of claims to power, ideology, authenticity, whose history matters, who has the power or claims the power to be able to name these kind of geographies and implicitly then kind of histories, you know, as a result of that.
And I guess we have our own example on this island, don't we?
Yeah.
With Derry / London. Londonderry is the official British name. But again, if you go into gov.ie and search for Londonderry, you won't find it.
Yeah. And again, you know, there's other examples around the country's name. So is it the Republic of Ireland or Ireland? So, you know, our soccer team is the Republic of Ireland, but the official name of the country is Ireland. It's all about claims to history, territory, identity, belonging. All of these kinds of issues are bound up in place names.
Yeah, it's interesting. I noticed as well, in advance of our conversation, I was looking into this, and Donald Trump as well, not content with renaming the Gulf of Mexico, he referred to the Persian Gulf as the Arabian Gulf, which I know Arab states refer to it as that, but I think this was a political point he was making by not using the Persian or the Iranian name. Anyway, listen, it's really interesting, Padraig. I could talk about this all day, but I'll get in trouble if I do, so we'll have to leave it there. Padraig Carmody, Professor of Geography in Trinity College Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.